Dreamscape presents Gone Gull by Donna Andrews, narrated by Bernadette Dunn. Chapter 1. Monday.
Wow, you could kill someone with that thing. Doesn't that worry you?
I counted to 10 before looking up from the anvil where I'd been about to start hammering on an iron rod. I'd only just finished heating the iron to the perfect temperature for shaping it. If I was working in my own barn, I'd have ignored Victor Winter's remarks. But I wasn't in my own barn. I was at the Biscuit Mountain Craft Center, being paid, quite handsomely, to teach blacksmithing 101. And however annoying I found Victor, he was a student. If ignored, he'd start muttering again about complaining to management. I didn't want him doing that. Management was my grandmother Cordelia, owner of the center, and I didn't think she needed the aggravation today. So when I reached 10, I put my hammer down, set the rod safely on the anvil, and pushed up my safety goggles. Then I smiled and did what I could to turn his question into a teaching moment.
"Yes, Victor," I began. "You could kill someone with this metal rod, even if it wasn't heated to its present temperature of approximately 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
This generated a few titters from the other 11 students. I deduced that I wasn't the only one in whom Victor provoked the occasional brief homicidal fantasy. Victor coshed on the head with a ball peen hammer. Victor skewered through the heart on the pointed end of the rod I was turning into a fireplace poker. Victor doubled up and stuffed through the door of my forge like Hansel at the mercy of the Wicked Witch. That's